This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Hello! Welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. We get tons of requests to do episodes on different animals, and it's been 13 weeks since our last episode on animals when we got curious about bats for Halloween. I think we are due for another animal episode. What do you think, Olivia?
I think mailbag.
Mailbag. All the way back in May, we received this email from California. Hi, Olivia and her dad. I discovered your podcast just a couple of days ago, and I love it. So far, I have learned about the moon, rainbows, candy, dinosaurs, and bones. Thank you for being so curious. I have a request. Can you do an episode about bears? I would love to learn more about them. Thank you. From Aneri, age 5, of Los Angeles, California.
Today we are getting curious about bears for Aneri.
That's a wonderful idea. And what's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, how many teeth do most bears have?
That's pretty interesting. Humans have 20 baby teeth that are eventually replaced by 32 permanent teeth. Do you think bears have more or less teeth than humans? And how many teeth do you think they have? Okay, there are 8 different types of bears.
The oldest bears are giant panda bears.
And there are lots of interesting things we can say about giant panda bears. Most of the giant panda bears in the world live in China.
They eat bamboo shoots and leaves.
Panda bears don't eat lots of meat like some other bears. 99% of what they eat is either bamboo shoots or leaves.
Next, we have the spectacled bear.
Spectacles are glasses. Spectacled bears are mostly black, but there is some lighter coloring around the face that often takes the shape of glasses or spectacles.
They are the only bears native to South America.
And just like panda bears, they don't eat lots of meat. Only about 5 to 7% of their diets are meat. Most of the foods they eat are things like cactus, palm leaves, and fruit that falls on the forest floor.
Next up is the sloth bear.
Sloth bears are common in India. They commonly eat fruits, ants, and termites.
Blue from the Jungle Book is a sloth bear.
Sloth bears are the most likely bear to attack a human. There are a few reasons for this. First, sloth bears think that humans are predators because they respond to humans the same way that they respond to true predators like tigers or leopards. Also, sloth bears have very long claws that make it difficult for them to be able to climb trees like other bears do to escape danger. This means that they think the best way to protect themselves is to be aggressive.
A group of bears is called a sloth.
It seems like this can get confusing. So if you see a group of sloth bears, you can call them a sloth of sloth bears.
Next up is the sun bear. They are also sometimes called honey bears.
That's because they love eating honey. They also eat bees and beehives. They also enjoy fruits, especially figs, when they can find them.
They are mostly found in Southeast Asia.
The sun bear also has the shortest fur of all bears to help keep them cool in the hot forests of Southeast Asia.
Next up is the Asian and American black bear.
Asian black bears and American black bears are two different types of bears, but they are very similar.
Obviously, they are from different parts of the world.
That's very true. American black bears are from America, but most of them can be found in Canada and Alaska. The Asian black bears live in many parts of Asia, including the Himalayas, which is a mountain range that includes Mount Everest, the tallest mountain on Earth.
American black bears are also bigger than Asian black bears.
They also look a bit different. The American black bear is covered in black fur only. The Asian black bear has a white-shaped letter V on the chest. The American black bear is also less aggressive than the Asian black bear. Okay, we have two really fun bears left.
Next up is the polar bear.
Polar bears live mostly in the Arctic Circle, which is the land that surrounds the Arctic Ocean.
Polar bears are very big.
A male polar bear can weigh up to 700 kilograms, or about 1,500 pounds. A female polar bear is about half that size. The largest polar bear ever recorded weighed 1,002 kilograms, which is well over 2,200 pounds.
Polar bears eat mostly seals.
And they are also great swimmers. Polar bears can swim for 100 miles without resting.
Polar bears need cold weather. More than half of the polar bears in the world live in Canada.
They overheat at temperatures above 50 degrees Fahrenheit, or 10 degrees Celsius. They are classified as a vulnerable species because of the impact climate change has had on their numbers.
Finally, we have the brown bear.
Brown bears can be found in lots of places, including all of Europe and Asia, as well as North America. In North America, they are mostly found in the western half of Canada, as well as Alaska.
In America, brown bears are usually called grizzly bears.
And over 98% of grizzly bears in the United States live in Alaska.
They have such a strong bite, they can crush a bowling ball with their teeth.
And the brown bear is the only bear that isn't currently vulnerable or at immediate risk of extinction. There are subspecies of the brown bear, like the Himalayan brown bear, that are endangered, though. Bears are really interesting. Even though they are big and heavy, they can run very, very fast. They are also good swimmers and climbers. They are fierce and beautiful.
Hang on, Daddy, we forgot the koala bear.
You know what? Koalas are not really bears. Bears are mammals just like us. Koalas are marsupials. That means that their babies are born immature and continue to develop in their pouch. This means that koalas are more closely related to other marsupials like kangaroos. Okay, let's answer the question of the week. How many teeth do most bears have? Would you guess that a bear has more or less teeth than an adult human?
I think most bears have 40 teeth, which is more than a human.
That's an unbelievable guess. Most bears have 42 teeth.
Bears are awesome. Thank you, Aneri, for the great topic.
Thanks so much to Aneri from California. Getting curious about bears was very, very fun. That's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 69, on bears.
Great job, Olivia. If you are curious about something like our friend Aneri, please send us an email to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com so we can record an episode on something you are curious about. Don't forget to give your name, age, and hometown so we can thank you when we take your suggestion. Also, if you love Curious Kid Podcast, please do us a huge favor and let your friends know. Our podcast is easy to find on all major podcast platforms, and you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well. Also, we have a merchandise store you're going to want to check out if you want to buy some really cool Curious Kid Podcast merchandise. It's cold out where we live, so maybe you want to get yourself a nice, comfy Curious Kid Podcast hoodie for yourself or someone you love. It's available in lots of different sizes for kids and adults, and in a bunch of different colors too. You can find all our awesome merchandise at www.teepublic.com. That's TEEPUBLIC.com. And by searching for Curious Kid Podcast when you get there. Join us next week for episode number 70. Oh my goodness. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us. Curious Kid Podcast listeners, I am so excited to tell you about this week's sponsor, Bambino Sitters. Hey parents, do you Bambino? If not, you may want to start. Bambino is a game-changing babysitting app that's fast becoming a household name. Bambino helps families find, book, and pay trusted neighborhood sitters using their personal and social networks. The app was introduced in 2016 and already has more than 200,000 registered users around the country. Rather than searching through a vast database of strangers, Bambino uses recommendations from friends and neighbors to help families find sitters that live down the street and around the corner. Using community feedback, comprehensive safety checks, sitter performance metrics, and a proprietary matching algorithm, they help match the right sitter with the right family every time. Bambino is more than an app. It's a community dedicated to creating the safest, most caring network of families and sitters out there. Simply put, Bambino is babysitting made easy. Head to BambinoSitters.com or go to the App Store to download the Bambino app.